And we have some news to report from Israel this morning. A court has absolved the Israeli military of all responsibility for the 2003 death of a young American protester on the Gaza-Egypt border. Shira Frankel has this report from Haifa.
Rachel Corey was crushed by an Israeli military bulldozer as she stood trying to block the demolition of Palestinian homes in Rafah, Gaza. Today, a panel of judges ruled that she could have saved herself by moving out of the way, and they dismissed her family's lawsuit against the government. In a document released by the court, the Haifa District Court judges said that they found no negligence on the part of the Army of the State of Israel. The judges called Corey's death a regrettable accident and noted that she had ignored repeated warnings to leave the area. Cindy Corey, Rachel's mother, said she was saddened by the verdict and the seeming impunity of the Israeli military. The family averred that Rachel was clearly visible to the driver of the bulldozer in her bright orange vest and loudspeaker. Corey's family fought a 9-year battle in Israel's courts, arguing that the military never launched a full and credible investigation into the case. The Corey family lawyer said they would appeal the case to Israel's Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.